KD2AIT listening.
KD2AIT, KC2WI mobile.
Good evening, Pete. Usually Clint does the net tonight, so I'm just giving him a minute here.
It would be a nice night to be at camp, or just outside snowshoeing or something. I'm mobile, and I just stopped for a minute here, and boy, it is just gorgeous out. I don't think it's real warm, but it doesn't feel cold at all. There's no wind, and a perfectly clear sky, and I stopped, you know, there's no lights or anything, and boy, it sure is nice.
I bet it is. Alright, yeah, I was thinking of going off to camp this weekend, but I got other plans. I'm just going to give a shout-out here to Clint to see if he's here, if he wants to pick up the net or not. KD2VLA, this is KD2AIT, do you copy?
I copy. How about you running it for me tonight? I appreciate it.
Oh, that's not a problem. I can do that. Alright, well, I'll open it up then. Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Jeff. The temperature out is pretty warm. I don't know exactly what it is, but as you heard from Pete earlier, it's a beautiful night out. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. It can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in?
KC2WI mobile.
Go ahead, Pete.
Well, I'm in Morehouse. And I always like this area. I like Morehouse. It's a nice town. Not a lot of people. But kind of a nice place. I snowmobiled from Glenfield to Lake Pleasant on Sunday, and I snowmobiled back on Wednesday, and both times same route, basically. And by golly, I think I'm going to really try hard this year, before too long, to get back and go winter camping. A night like this would be perfect. Maybe a little warmer, a little cooler, but a night like this would be perfect. I've said it for years, every time I go by the Sand Lake Falls lean-to, it's an ideal spot to go. You can snowmobile right to it, and if you have to walk to it, it's a pretty long walk from, well, if you go from Bear Creek Road, it's a long, long walk, unless you can four-wheel drive up the Bear Creek Jeep Trail, but I don't, that's really bad. And I don't think, if you come in from North Lake, it's only about 4 miles, and in the winter that's okay, but in the summer you'd be walking across all the stuff along Sand Lake Outlet, and I think you'd just be in a swamp. So I don't think this summer you can go in from the south end very good, from North Lake there. Anyway, maybe, if I keep it in mind here, I might actually get to do that this year. It's a great spot. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed we don't get too much warm weather yet. And headed up to Lake Pleasant. Got a big sort of a memorial get together up in Indian Lake for a guy that got killed. Really, really tragic situation. Got hit on the lake by a guy, by another snowmobiler, head-on collision. The guy that hit him was, beyond drunk. And the guy that got killed had no alcohol at all. And what even makes it worse is his son and his son's wife, I guess. The three of them were riding. And, the guy watched his father die right there. So there's probably going to be 100 people out there as a memorial and a big rally about, getting the idiots that they got a drink to have fun doing anything, off the off the snowmobiles. I mean, they do it with cars, motorcycles, boats, everything else, you know. And snowmobile's no different. It's just like, you know, a motorcycle. You don't have a lot of protection if somebody does hit you. And it's usually the innocent ones that get, you know, that get it. So the guy that, they both died. So I don't feel sorry for the drunk guy, maybe for his family. But anyway, so it's turned into a real big thing. I mean, there's just such outrage at that kind of nonsense going on. And, you know, most people are pretty good, but what you do, it doesn't take only 1% to give everybody else a bad name and make things unsafe. So that's...
Okay, yeah, that's pretty tragic. Well, sorry to hear. I think I did hear about that on the news. You know, it is a tragic thing. It happens, but... what are you going to do? Yeah, this would be a nice night. I was thinking about it there for a while, going up to camp, but I wouldn't be able to go until tomorrow. Usually when I go up there, I like to go up for a couple days because there's always a bunch of projects to get done, and one day just doesn't seem to be enough, especially when you got to hike in there. It'd be another thing if I could drive in there, but got to hike in there and bring everything with you. So I think I'm going to wait till it melts, but I might hike up in there tomorrow just to get my trail cam back up. And an issue with the camera wasn't taking any pictures ever, not even of me when I was walking by it. It would light up saying it was taking a picture and everything, but nothing. I brought it back here the last time I was up at camp, and me and my brother here, we were tinkering around with it, and so finally I took the card out, and I put it in the computer, and I took a file from my computer and put it on the card, and then ejected the card and put it back in, and there was no file there. So the card's bad. Well, at least it wasn't the camera. Went out, bought a new card, so I'd like to go up there tomorrow and get that back up in the woods. But all right, thanks for checking in, Pete. We'll catch up with you later, and have fun there at the rally there. Are there any other portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Okay, this is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
WX2PJR, good evening, Jeff.
KD2VLA.
Hi, Jack.
WB2RUQ.
KC2NBU, and did you get the one that just came in after Clint?
Yep, I got them. So, all together we got WX2PJR, K2VLA, K2YDC, Mr. Fine up there and Fine, and WB2RUQ and KC2NBU. Do we have any other check-ins? Okay, we'll start it there at the top of the list there. Well, the second on the list anyway, WX2PJR. Paul, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, and everybody else aboard. Yeah, watching YouTube videos. Oh, isn't this spiffy? Somebody stuck this little magnet thing, or wire onto a AA battery, and then a coil of copper, and stuck it on there, and the thing spins. Interesting. Huh, anyways, enough with that. 27 degrees out there. No wind. Clear as a bell. Not too much else going on here. Kind of quiet. I guess in the next couple of days, if you look off in the west at sunset or in the morning towards sunrise, about the 13th, 14th, 15th-ish, be able to see a comet. Let's see here. It looks to be pretty good. You won't need a telescope or binoculars or anything like that to see it. Its name is Pan-STARRS. Kind of a prequel of what's going to be in November, but it's still going to be kind of nice to see because it's going around the sun right now, so you'll see it at sunrise and sunset, and looks to be pretty good. But that said, not too much else more to add. Pass it back to you. WX2PJR.
Okay, Paul. Yeah, I spend a lot of time on YouTube too myself. I was looking at, in fact, today we were checking out the latest Google Glass video there, showing off that new glasses hardware that they got that they're looking to put out here. Probably, I would say probably another year or two they're going to have it out there, and it looks pretty decent, but. Well, the videos are usually better than what the real thing does. All right, well, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. KA2VLA, Clint, good evening. What's going on?
KD2AAT, good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. Well, we had the usual easy day. We got a little snow last night. The wind blew pretty heavy. It made about 3 snow drifts across the driveway, about a foot deep, and the rest of the driveway was bare. So that made it easy to go out and shovel the drifts out, and the driveway was done. And the Legion has fish fries during Lent. We went down this afternoon to the Legion in Poonville and had a nice fish dinner. So that's the way the news went. Looks like spring is coming. We'll see.
Okay, Clint. Yeah, I see the parking lot jam there every Friday here. The fish fry, and it was a couple weeks ago I went in there afterwards, went in to, stopped in to had a beer, and they said they had sold out, and they had a good night there with the fish. So, well, all right, thanks for checking in, Clint, and we'll catch up with you later. Let's hope you're right, because it sure feels like spring's on its way. All right, KA2YDC, Charlie, up there in the metropolis, fine. Good evening. What's going on tonight up there?
Hello there, Jeff, and everybody. AK2YDC. Well, nothing going on, I guess, too much. My son there and his girlfriend and a friend was cleaning out the old kitchen upstairs there. Man, it got, in the last 5 or 6 years, he threw, like, televisions, computer monitors and everything. It was just about chest level getting to the room that you couldn't get through it. So I've been asking for like 4 or 5 years here to clean it out. Today he did this. So I guess he's going to finish it up tomorrow. But man, so I guess he's going to take his bed and things like that, put in the old kitchen there. So I don't know. Man, I tell you. Let's see. Other than that, I guess that's all that's going on here. And always a pleasure to hear you there, Jeff. And we'll talk to you again. K2YDC, back to that.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad to see you making progress up there. All right, well, thanks for checking in, Charlie. We'll catch up with you later. WB2RUQ, my father there on Echo Link down there in the Hudson Valley. Good evening, what's up?
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Well, we weathered a snowstorm. Well, it wasn't a storm, just dropped about a foot of snow. And hit a high of 41 today, it's currently 37. And frankly, we went from 12 inches compressed down to about 6. I mean, it's just melting, and which is okay. It saves me having to clean out a lot of stuff, because I think we're going to be about 55 tomorrow, so that's going to be gone quick. It's going to be like a Colorado snowfall. Yeah, and no traffic, not anything else, and I think it was Pete talking earlier there about Sand Lake. I hadn't heard that description in a while. My grandfather was a younger man, did some work up there when he was working for the state up at Sand Lake. That'd probably be back around 1900 or so. Okay, back to you, WB2REQ.
Yeah, I know that Jeff's itching to get back down there tomorrow. He's going to leave here in the morning. He says he wants to get up there and plow, but the sounds of it, it might be all be gone by the time he arrives there. Well, all right, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, good evening. What's up?
Oh, we got 26 degrees up on the hill. Sure doesn't feel like 26 degrees. Got the wood stove cranking pretty good, and got enough wood in for the night. Had replaced one of the garage door springs. Got up this morning, the door wouldn't open. So it's either the springs broke or I'm getting weaker by the day. But, one of the springs had broken right in two, and so we had to replace one of those. Friday's garbage day, so just calling it a day. Everything's closed up and ready to call it a night.
Okay, Ray, and thank God for Friday. I can tell you that. I've been looking forward to this weekend for a while now. All right, we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, as for myself, I worked some of the day, and then, you know, I just kind of lost interest there. I've been on almost a two-week stint here, working on pretty much every day, and, you know, I thought I had it in me to go to the end of the day, but I just kind of ran out of steam and decided to do something else, and stopped over there at WA2OK's for a little bit, and did some other stuff here around the house, and kind of just took it easy, and looking forward to the weekend. I really am. So, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Somebody was in there, saw it broken up. I'm not sure if it was Pete, but try again. Oh, we're not copying you. Sorry, it's just you're barely scratching in and then you're back out again. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, returning this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Pete, Paul, Clint, Charlie, John, and Ray for checking in tonight, and say 73 to anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
That being held on the 145.17, do we have any stations? We're the one without traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. Good to hear you. I haven't heard you in a while there, so thanks for checking in. And anyone else for ARCON? Okay, final call for ARCON. Any other stations, with or without traffic? Nothing else there. KB2KOJ is correct.